Yes.
Maharaj, shall we continue with Danisha's questions?
Sure.
Yeah. Regarding beliefs, does it matter who to
regarding
believe?
What?
Belief.
Belief.
Belief. Does it matter who to believe, or is it much more important to follow it faithfully? Then you will find inner fulfillment. Some Krishna people are also Buddhist or Christians. What is your opinion on this?
Well, the word that is used is faith. So Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami defines faith, Shraddha, as Shraddha, Shabde Vishwasuko He, Sudrid Nischoy, Krishna Bhakti Koile Sarva Karma Krita Hoy. Really, it means belief in one thing, that's all in all. He's saying that type of belief is faith proper. So the Upanishads say, Yasmin Vigyate Sarvam Eva Vigyatam Bhavati. Inquire about that one thing upon knowing which everything is known. Right? The Bhagavatam begins, Vedanti Tat Vidas, Tatvam Yajjnanam Advayam. Advaya Gyan means again, one thing to be known. But that one thing, Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, it's known variously, Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan. So there are different gradations of theism. That's why there's so many varieties. In Gita, Krishna says, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata adbhutanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. Whenever, you can say, religion is modified to the point of becoming practically irreligion, dharma gets modified, adulterated to the point of becoming adharma, says tadatmanam srijamyaham. At that time, I appear myself as an avatar, incarnation, or an empowered devotee, like Shaktivesh avatar, to do a course correction, to restore the truth to its former level of purity. Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions in his Bhagavad speech that the truth is inevitably, invariably converted into error, to falsity. This is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita in the fourth chapter, where Krishna is telling Arjuna, originally I spoke this to the sun god Vivashvan, and Karma Yoga, but still, and in the course of time, it was lost. Therefore, I'm speaking it again today. In his parting instructions to Uddhava, in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, a similar issue is addressed. Nashta parantapa. What's mentioned there is paramparjena prakriti vaichitra. Prakriti vaichitra means that the truth gets modified according to individual temperament. So, reference there is Brahma to his disciples, sons, and as they receive it, their temperament is modifying that truth. We know there's a classroom exercise. Say there's four rows of students, 10 students in each row, and the teacher tells the first student something and says, you repeat that to the student behind you, behind you, behind you, behind you, and all the way around, and then to the last student. And so they go to the last student and see what they say. And then the teacher writes on the board what was originally said. And usually everybody laughs because it's become so adulterated by the time the last student heard. So Guru Maharaj says, this truth which was spoken to Brahma, modified by the temperament of the receivers, and then disciplic lines evolved, devolved from there. And he said, and what we have now is a religious jungle. So the reason I mention all these things, it has to be factored in into what we consider so many different religious systems at present. Are they purely, properly, accurately representing the original? That's very much in question at present. They like to use the different names of these great traditions, but how much are they true to the original? How authentic are they? People identify with some particular system, but how authentic is it, is brought into question. Srila Prabhupada called his book Bhagavad Gita As It Is, with the implication that so many, in the name of Bhagavad Gita, were presenting something other than what Krishna intended. Invoking the name Krishna and Bhagavad Gita, but modifying the message, adulterating it. That's why he called his book As It Is. Right. So as Bhaktivinoda Thakur's line about that the truth is inevitably, invariably converted into error, therefore new realization, revelation, is continually necessary to restore the truth to its former position. So even within Krishna consciousness, if we study, we hear there's karma misra bhakti, jnana misra bhakti. Misra means mixture. Rupa Goswami, who wrote the book on devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, says, anya bilashita shunyam, jnana karma dhyanavritam, anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhakti rutama. That uttama bhakti, it's the highest type of devotion, pure devotion to Krishna, has no coverings of karma or jnana. So when we mentioned different people saying, oh, so-and-so is devotee of Krishna or aspiring devotee of Krishna, but they're mixing in something else, then we understand it's something, but it's not pure devotion. And our goal is pure devotion without anything being mixed in, without any layer or covering or filter, right, that might distort what it actually is. So the book on Bhakti Siddhanta, or the systematic way to understand all the gradations of Krishna consciousness, is the Brihad Bhagavatamritam of Sanatan Goswami. And there he's showing that all of these positions are praiseworthy, right? But there's a gradation, higher, more superior. As Srila Guru Maharaj will say, there is gradation everywhere and in everything, even within Krishna consciousness. So there Narada begins, he's praising Brahmins who are worshiping the Shalagram Shila. He's saying, you know, how fortunate is your position? Who could be more fortunate than you? And they say, well, actually, and they point him in the direction of South India at the time, which is famous for its authenticity and Vishnu Bhakti. And from there, he goes there praising those devotees. One point I want to make is that each case he's praising, he's not decrying their position. He's praising them. But those who are being praised are pointing him in the direction of others. Right? So he's not condemning or insulting or devaluing. He's praising, offering praise where it's due. But those who are being praised, it makes them uncomfortable. Because in their hearts, minds, they can think of someone who is superior. And actually, Rupa Goswami makes this point in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that one of the qualities of the pure devotees, they're always appreciating the devotional qualities of others. And Srila Guru Maharaj has said that the hallmarks of a Madhyam Adhikari, a devotee in the progressive second class position, is to appreciate the devotional qualities of others and offer some praise and feel some happiness in their heart to see someone else is making progress. And if someone is devolving or regressing, it brings some pain to their heart. It's the opposite of what in Deutsch and literary term Schadenfreude means, happiness at the misfortune of others. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this is one of the unfortunate mentalities sometimes adopted by fallen souls. In his song, Amar Jivana, means my life, he is presenting it as if it is himself, really it is for our instruction. And there he's saying, my happiness was seeing in the misery of others. And when I see them as successful, that's giving me some pain. Like they have a saying, you know, misery loves company. But he is saying that as if it's himself to show what is the plight of the conditioned soul. Whereas the progressive devotee is happy to hear that someone else is progressing. So Narada being directed from South India to, we can say, Puri, the opulent worship of Jagannath, they're saying, but still, that's of this world, what we were able to do. How they're worshiping the Lord on Indraloka, which is Swargaloka, means in the heavenly planets. Indra, as the king of heaven, has so many resources available for Seva Puja. So then he's directed to Indraloka, where he is offering praise to Indra and how wonderfully he's worshiping the Lord, and mentioning also that because of Vamandev and Aditi, that your, in essence, you know, your little brother is an avatar. So how fortunate is your position? Because there's some family connection there, apparently. And he's saying, well, certainly I've been blessed with so much good fortune, but I rather appreciate the position of Brahma, because he is Atmabhu. That means self-born, having, as we told the other day, what was the thing? Yasyaika Srishti Shriti Pralayana Shadana Shaktareka. No, that's it. Jivanti Loma Vilija Jagadandanata Vishnur Mahan Iho Yasha Kala Vishesho, Mahavishnu, when he lies in the causal ocean, and his outward going breath, innumerable universes are coming from the pores of his body, like giant golden eggs. He expands himself again as Garbhadakshay Vishnu enters each one of those universes and then sweats an ocean. And lying on that ocean from his navel, Garbha, comes a golden stem of a lotus flower. The lotus flower opens and there's Brahma, who performs austerities for 1,000 celestial years, gets inspired with creative function and makes so many planets, life forms, etc., manasaputras included, mental sons. But he is called Atmabhu, self-born. So interesting. You know, I'm still, you know, the king of heaven, but you know, not like Brahma, the lord of the universe. So I rather appreciate Brahma. And Narada approaching Brahma, praising him like anything. You're Atmabhu, born from the Lord himself. Who could be more fortunate than you? Your planet, Brahmaloka, highest planet in the world. His lifespan, 300 trillion years. Average lifespan of a person on Brahmaloka, 15 trillion. It's extraordinary. And Brahma saying, yes, but saying, I'm so busy managing the universe. I don't have time for japa, mantra, and all the, you know, these nice things. I'm too busy managing. As one a charge of Madhva Sampradaya told Guru Maharaj, managing the affairs of the Sampradaya, I don't have time for my mantra and my job. And Guru Maharaj said, I supported him. Yes, that seva, that is the desirable thing. And that will infuse the mantram and japam with substance. Right? So Guru Maharaj said, he got my support. Still, that Brahma, he knows his position is fortunate, but he's saying, I rather think Shiva's in the superior position. He doesn't have a care in the world, neither any cloth. His body's covered with ashes. He's meditating beneath his banyan tree, or what is it, 800 miles wide, this way, that way, very quiet. Shiva's meditating there, undisturbed. Mayanam, mayam tu kriti, mayam, pakriti vidyan, mayanam tu maheshwam, the master of maya. When we told about Mohini Murti, it does not contradict his position as master of maya, because that means maya of this world, Mahamaya, his consort. Mohini Murti was not Mahamaya. There's some special. Expression from Krishna. Yogamaya is another thing. So anyway, he's praising Shiva, and Shiva he's thinking of the superiority of Prahlad Maharaj. And here we can say, in this context, as we told Bhogshiv, Tyagshiv, Bhaktashiv, and we're talking about devotee and some mixture of some other thing. So Brahma represents Karma Misra Bhakti. Shiva, Jnana Misra Bhakti. in the middle position, between above the material world, but below the spiritual world, like that, like tata, marginal position. Where Prahlad Maharaj represents Shuddha Bhakti. Why? That means pure devotion. What did he say? No, such no, sub, no, savai banik, britya. He's telling the Sringadev, when the Sringadev is at having killed Hiranyakashipu, who was torturing Prahlad Maharaj relentlessly, and under all the most inconceivable adverse circumstances, Prahlad Maharaj is he's the personification of smaranam, remembrance. Right? Sravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, smaranam, padasevanam. Smaranam is Prahlad Maharaj. He never forgets his Lord under any circumstances. So after all of that, and when he had calmed Nrisingadev, Nrisingadev having killed Hiranyakashipu was roaring furiously, and not Brahma, Shiva, none of the gods could appease him, and Lakshmi Devi, they're pushing Prahlad Maharaj, 5-year-old boy, forward. And he makes prayers to Nrisingadev. And then Nrisingadev's taking him on, he calms down. He couldn't tolerate the abuse of his devotee. Prahlad's on his lap. Gurudev's on all, he's licking Prahlad Maharaj. And then offering whatever you would like. Nasa Britya Savaivanik. Yeah. He's saying, Prahlad Maharaj, when he's offered some boon, anything, his heart is hurt. And he says to Nrisingadev, my Lord, I'm not a businessman. I was not worshiping you to get something from you. That's karma misra as well. Karma, the worship with the intention of getting something by doing it. He said, that's not why I worship you and why I remember you, but from my heart. Prahlad Maharaj, he has love for Lord Nrisingadev. So that's the beginning of Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotion. So Shiva is saying, his position is higher than mine. And when Narada is approaching Prahlad Maharaj and offering so much praise to him, it's embarrassing to Prahlad Maharaj. He's saying, Gurudev, don't speak like that. I'm one of your insignificant disciples. And you're offering, this praise is not good for me coming from you. You are so great. And Prahlad said, by your grace, because Narad Muni is his guru, saying, by your grace, I was able to remember my Lord. But I don't have any active seva. So Prahlad says, I rather appreciate the position of Hanuman. So you see how we're going step by step by step. All praise. No one's position is being deplored, but a gradation is being revealed. Each stage is praiseworthy, but that devotee defers to someone who they consider in a higher position. So Prahlad sends him to Hanuman, who's the Ashraya Vigraha, Dasya Rasa, the personification of a servant, the perfect servant. Even devotees, through an analytical understanding, we know in a higher Rasa, Madhura Rasa, others. Everyone worships Hanuman because he's the perfect servitor and cannot deviate from that mentality. As Murari Gupta in Chaitanya Leela, Mahaprabhu himself tried to convert Murari Gupta, who's Hanuman, to Krishna conception. And Murari Gupta is thinking like, I understand theoretically, and it's wonderful. But then he's thinking, I cannot withdraw the lotus feet of Ramachandra from my heart. So that night he stays up all, he's saying the next day he has to meet with Mahaprabhu, and he's saying, the only solution, I hope I die before the sun rises. That's how, what's the word? For not, cannot be converted. He cannot be converted from his position. So he's saying, if I die before the sun rises, that'll bring me some relief, but I can't withdraw the lotus feet of Ramachandra from my heart. And he approaches Mahaprabhu, explains his situation, and Mahaprabhu is smiling and writes on his forehead, Ram Das. Like, you can't, like, that means even God himself cannot change his position on that. But this is beautiful. So Narada is praising Hanuman and chanting Ram Nam with him. And Hanuman's chanting Ram Nam, Ram Ram Ram, and Hanuman's chanting Ram Ram Ram, and he has his deity of Ram. And he's saying, yes, you're right, I had the opportunity to serve my Lord, but that was so long ago. Now I'm here feeling so much separation from him. He's saying, but I've heard that recently he's appeared as Krishna. That's his way of saying things. So my Lord Ramachandra, he's appeared as Krishna. And I believe right now he's in Dwaraka with the Yadavas. With the Pandavas. And so Narada says, then let's go. And Hanuman says, they wouldn't want a monkey around. Not appropriate for that. You go. I'll be here with my Ram Murti. And he approaches the Pandavas, principal Yudhisthira Maharaj, offering so much praise, and Yudhisthira Maharaj shaking his head. He said, what gives pain to my heart is that when people hear about our pastimes with Krishna, they read the Mahabharata, and they hear how much suffering we have and what happened to our family and our wife. And when they hear all these things, they'll be discouraged from becoming devotees of Krishna. It's such a shame. When they hear about us, no one will want to be a devotee of Krishna. They'll think, it means a life of trouble. And Narada said, no, that's not the message. Actually, when they hear your pastimes with Krishna, it tells them that how Krishna always rescues and saves his devotees. That's the message of your pastimes. And devotees in this way, they can delightfully defeat one another. And Yudhisthira Maharaj is, well, but where is Krishna right now? He's with the Yadavas in Dwaraka. Narada goes to Dwaraka. The Yadavas there, what is it called? The Sudharma Assembly, where they meet every day with Krishna and they're waiting. There's a door through which Krishna appears, and their eyes are riveted to that doorway, anticipating that Krishna will soon enter. But we're told this particular day, he's late. But they're waiting, and he's Narada offering so much praise to the Yadavas. They're saying, oh, well, yes, we have so much good fortune, but among us, Uddhava is supreme. And do you see him here? No, he's on the other side of the door where Krishna is. Narada enters there, and knowing fully well in the Bhagavatam, no less than Krishna himself certifies the position of Uddhava. When Srila Guru Maharaj was traveling and preaching in South India, he met one gentleman who knew the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. Sometimes they're called Shrutadar, means whatever they heard, they carry that, they remember that. Perfect memory. So he knows the entire Bhagavatam, right? Which is generally described as 18,000 slokas, maybe 16,000 extent. So he knows all of them. And to that, Matt Guru Maharaj said to him, in your opinion, of all these different devotees of Krishna, of the Lord, presented, Vishnu you can include, in Srimad Bhagavatam, who is the highest? And he said, Chatushan means the four Kumaras, the sons of Brahma, the Brahmachari sons of Brahma, who appear like little boys, four Kumaras. And what is your opinion? Guru Maharaj said, they're in the lower position. And then with two slokas, he established who are the supreme devotees. First, to establish the position of Uddhava. Natata Priyatama Atmayoni, there was Atmayoni again, Brahma. Atmayoni Nashankara Nacha Sankarshana Sri Naivatma Chayata Bhavan. It says, no one is Priya Uttama, means the most dear, not Atmabhu, Brahma, who we heard about earlier, not Shiva, Shankara, not Sankarshan, which is an allusion to Balaram, Sankarshan, Vasudev Sankarshan, Pradumnani Ruda, Maha Sankarshan, etc., all Sankarshans. Not even Sri, Goddess Lakshmi. Then, what more can he say? He says, Naivatma, not even myself is as dear to me as Uddhava is to me. Generally, it's taken that the self, oneself, should be most dear. Right? Self-preservation. Krishna's saying, I am not as dear to me as Uddhava is dear to me. So in this way, he's established the supremacy of Uddhava. And when Narada goes through that door, that Uddhava, he is singing the praise of Radharani and the Brajagopis. Na asamaho charanarenu dusham hangsham brindavane kimapi gomalato sadinam yaddushtidam swajanam arjapatam chahitva bejur mukunda parivim shritibir brimigyam. Krishna sent Uddhava, having left Vrindavan, he sent Uddhava with a message to bring relief to the separation in the hearts of the Brajagopis. But in that act as a messenger, he got to observe them, particularly Srimati Radharani. This is in, 47th chapter, 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Brahmar Gita, where while Uddhava is delivering this message to the Braja Gopis, Krishna telling them, you should take up yoga and learn to meditate. And they're thinking, what? They're gopis, cowgirls. They're saying, we're not karmis, we're not yogis, we're not gyanis, we can't do all these things. There's this love that we cannot deny that it is in our hearts, and you're the object of that love. And only you personally with us can reciprocate that. Not we should learn to meditate or, you know, God's everywhere and everything. That will never satisfy us. But while delivering this message, there's a bumblebee, black and yellow, with pollen on his whiskers or mustache, is like bumbling around, and Radharani is very upset and takes this bee as a messenger from Krishna, if not Krishna himself. And the bee is going like, and like going, and she's like, don't touch me. Because it looks like the bee is going to touch her. She's like, don't get away from me. And she expresses all of this man, loving anger, which is, Krishna consciousness is measured through inversion. So she seems to be expressing anger towards Krishna. And it's very high what is there. We cannot represent that. But one verse, on some level, we can say that it's appropriate, where she says, Yadanu charita lila karna piyusha viprut sakrid adana adanva viduta dharma vinashta sapadi kriha kutumdam dinam kutumbam dinam utsrija bahuva iha vihanga bhikkhu charjam charanti. She's saying, when a drop of the nectar of hearing about Krishna enters the ear and touches the heart, he says, your life is ruined. This is from Radharani. Dvandva dharma vinashta. But why this is beautiful and encouraging happiness? What is life? I mean, the world of suffering, the suffering of material existence, that is finished by hearing about Krishna. Your life is ruined. That life is ruined. Tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam kavibir iditam kalmasha apaham shravana mangalam srimadatatam bhuvi grinantite burida jana. The Gopi Gita, they have a Gita also. And they say the same. Talking about you puts an end to all this suffering. So she's saying, a drop of hearing about Krishna is so potent that it can destroy the vault in which our heart is at present enveloped, just like a safe, a vault, right, that cannot be penetrated. Pravishta karna randrena swanam bhavam saroruham dunoti shamalam krishna shalilasya yatasharat. Same thing. When through the medium of divine sound, Krishna conception goes to the ear and the current of divine sound and enters the heart, then some transformation takes place. So, Uddhava, witnessing the devotion of Radharani and the Braja Gopis, he's saying, they're so great. Their method, her method of worship and her girlfriends and servitor group is offering themselves. That's the method. Aradita, aradhanam, self-offering. Krishna samarpanam, atma samarpanam, to offer oneself. And the core self means the heart. So Uddhava said, they're so great that, but humble at the same time, even though they're the greatest devotees of Krishna. I would like to take the dust from their lotus feet on my head. They would not give it out of deep respect for the great sage Narada. Uddhava, being Krishna's representative. So he's thinking, if I could be born as a creeper, a blade of grass, in the soil of Vrindavan, when the Braja Gopis and Radharani, their lotus feet are moving in the seva of that plane, Radha, Padman, Kitadam, Vrindavan, Jaranam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, what is Vrindavan proper? The soil, the chinmoy soil that's been embellished by the lotus footprints of Srimati Radharani. Saying, so if I could be in that position, an atomic presence in that plane, then some of the dust of their holy lotus feet would come upon my head, thereby consecrating my existence. So the one gentleman, 18,000 slokas, Barabrahi, almost out, like a burden carrying. He's read all of that, thinks that the four Kumaras are in the highest position. Guru Maharaj with two slokas, Saragrahi, extracting the essence. With two slokas, he shows Krishna certifying Uddhava, Uddhava exalting the position of Brajagopis, of whom Radharani is the leader. And this is how all of these varieties of positions are represented there. So that's within Krishna conception. In terms of others, just as in the monetary world, there's a plurality of currencies. You see this when you go to the airport, other places, right? They have dollars, euros, yen, renminbi, right? And other currencies, ruble, rupee, Thai baht. But there's an exchange rate. They're saying 60 of these equals one of these. So it means they have to have a standard, in this example, an absolute standard to measure the relative worth of the varieties of currencies. In a similar way, when it comes to theistic systems, there's a plurality. All of them have value, but as we're showing, there's gradation in everything, everywhere and in everything. So the gradation, to understand their relative value, we have to become acquainted with the absolute standard. The gold standard in this case is rasa, which means loving intimacy. So that to the degree that a theistic system accommodates and promotes loving intimacy, it's judged as having superior qualities. So Rupa goes, and Ramananda Sambhad, and with allusions to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Ramananda Sambhad saying, Jarje Rase Se Sarvutam. Whatever rasa one is experiencing, Shanta Dasya Sakya Vatsalya Madhura. whatever one they're experiencing, they think, nothing could be better than this. Yam labdva chapram labham manyate narikam tataha. Srila Guru Maharaj said, when Saraswati Thakur would be given prasadam and they'd say, which do you like the best? And he said, there's many different preparations on the plate. He said, each one is better than the other one. So that's a point of view, a way of looking. And I'm saying, whatever you're tasting, you're saying, what could possibly be better than, nothing could be better than this. That's what he's saying. But, he says, kintu, but, if we employ tatastha vichar, an impartial consideration, right? Not based upon prejudice. What does that mean? Wherever we're born in a particular country, then, and it's almost, we're assigned an identity on the basis that you're born in this place, you're that, right? But we see, you know, even in the last 100 years or less, borders change. And I remember we used to visit this town, Strasbourg, which at one point it was Germany, another point it was France, you know, and it would go back and forth. And so the people there, they speak French, they speak German. And what is their actual identity may vary according to whom you speak to. So there's that type of acquired prejudice. I was born in this particular place at this particular time, so therefore they say, this is what is my nationality. It's obviously a temporary identity. It's not a permanent identity. So, and keeping in sync with this example, so, if you're born in a particular country, that currency there is synonymous with money. Because that's the currency that's being used there, so it's synonymous with money. Everything's running through that. But we're told by impartial judgment, and we say, all right, that's the currency there. So that there, just as there's a monetary, a currency that is in use locally, there may be a theistic system that's in use locally. And so much so that it's synonymous with religion or divinity. So, like that currency, it has value. But to understand its true value, we need to measure it against an absolute standard. Then we'll understand its relative value. And tatastha vichar means looking beyond local, provincial considerations. Right? We want to understand the absolute standard, the gold standard. So, Rupa Goswami is saying, so whatever rasa one is tasting, they'll think is best. You think, but if we look at them impartially, we'll see. Number one, shanta means like passive, dasya, servitorship, sakya, friendship, vatsalya, familial, parental love. But what's the last one called? Madhura, the sweet rasa. It has, its other names are sometimes mentioned, but generally, madhura, the sweet rasa. Sringara, it means amorous love. So, but it's called the sweet one. And it's considered all inclusive of the others. Right. We're told dasya rasa includes the sentiments of shanta rasa, sakya of shanta and dasya, vatsalya of those three, and madhura rasa includes all of them. And the others, in Guru Maharaj's words, are considered clients or satellites, but it is the original Adi Rasya, Mukhya Rasa, the original, the principal one, from which everything else has come. So it's understandable. Someone's born in a particular place at a particular time, and certain conceptions, theistic or otherwise, are in vogue at that time, and they get some connection with Krishna consciousness. That they may have some lingering sentiments from before, it's understandable. But in time, as Guru Maharaj said, Saraswati Thakur gave the example when initiating one man who was a spy during the war. So he got the inspiration to give a military example. And he said, Krishna should be allowed to land in your heart the way the Navy brings the army to the shore. Right? The Navy carries the army to the shore. They enter and they establish a beachhead. They plant the flag, establish a beachhead and start capturing land. Saying, so in the same way, Krishna should be allowed to land in your heart. And then the flag of Krishna consciousness is planted there. And then gradually Krishna starts taking over the entire heart. That's my opinion about that. Krishna should be allowed to land in your heart. And Guru Maharaj said, and he will say, this heart belongs to me and me alone. He won't tolerate a lien holder. You know what a lien is? It means a second owner. He won't tolerate secondary ownership. He said, it belongs to me and me alone. So Krishna will spread his influence. The influence of Krishna conception is time because it is irresistibly sweet in a natural way. And one will begin to perceive whatever genuine substance they may have perceived in any other theistic system is included within Krishna conception. Any other question?
What is Narada Muni's position? Does he also appear in Gaura Lila?
Yes, as Srivas Thakur. Right? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi, etc. He's in Krishna Lila, Gaura Lila as Srivas Thakur. But he shows as Narada his ability. He is in Vrindavan, Dwaraka, everywhere, Vaikuntha. He can take any position. And we're told in Gaura Lila when Mahaprabhu wanted to, he's inspired for Devi Bhav. Remember, he's descended to express Bhakta Bhav, the position of heart of a devotee, which will culminate in Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalita. Nomi Krishna's Rupam. So he's descended for Bhakta Bhav, culminating in Radha Bhav, but before the Radha Bhav is nonstop, in Chaitanya Bhagavat we hear he wants to, he gets this inspiration to dance as Rukmini and all different types of Devi, goddess expression at the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya. And in that pastime, he's telling the devotees his idea. Let's have a play at the house of Chandrasekhar. I'll be Rukmini and assigning different roles to different devotees. Told Advaita Acharya when he's saying, who will I be? He said, you can be whoever you want. He went, whoa. Went off dancing madly. But And he had told that one thing is, though, as we invite everyone, the audience, the qualification to be a member of the audience is that their senses must be under perfect control. That, like, acirena dhira. Bhakti param bhagavati pratilabdhikamam ridrogamashu api apa hinoti chirena dhira. They have to be dhira. And we're told, then Advaita Acharya and Srivast Thakur, they're like, oh, I so much wanted to go, but I won't be able to attend. And that's, you know, Mahavishnu avatar and Narada. And Mahaprabhu was saying, if you can't go, then who can go? Then the place will be empty. And they're saying, yeah. And then Mahaprabhu was seeing their humility, how great they are, inconceivably great they are, seeing their humility. He says, all right, I'll give you a special benediction. For the duration of the performance, your sense of, you know, ad hoc, they'll be suppressed, you'll be okay. They're like, yes. But he's saying, Narada, you know, as Srivast Thakur, he's saying, like, I'm not qualified. So what does it mean to be an aspiring servitor? Who's qualified? And what are we trying to qualify for? But in that performance, he's Narada. And he's, and Haridas Thakur plays a policeman with a handlebar mustache and a club. And he'd tell everyone in the audience, don't fall asleep. I'll be watching. He's like, and he's saying, tonight, during this performance, you will all get Krishna Prem. And he is. Says Narada, saying, oh, Narada, where are you coming from? Vaikuntha. And what is the news? It's empty. What happened? The Lord of Vaikuntha descended into this world as Nimai Pandit and brought the whole of Vaikuntha with him. The whole Vaikuntha is empty. But while watching this play, we're told Sachi Mata turns to Malini, who's Srivast Thakur's wife, and she says, is that your husband? And she's saying, yeah. She goes, he looks just like Narad Muni. Like, what a great outfit. Great costume. Special effects. And then Sachimata, becoming overwhelmed by the performance, faints momentarily. But then, and so many things are there. It's so beautifully presented by Vrindavan Das Thakur in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, he's going to show all these different types of Devi Bhav, Durga, Ma Kali, but also that's Chaiva Yasya Bhuvanani Vibharti Durga, shadow representation of Chit Shakti, Ladini Shakti. So he's also showing, according to those devotees' hearts, they see. So someone seeing this Devi, that Devi, Mahalakshmi, someone, Radharani, Rukmini. So it's mentioned in Bhagavatam and quoted again in Charitamritam. From Baba, Bhavita, Bhava. From Bhakti Yoga, Paribhavita, Ritsaroja, Ase, Shutekshita Pato, Nanunata Pungsang, Yad Yadya, Tarurugaya. tam bhakti yoga paribhavita hrit saroja. According to their bhav, their heart, is how they're seeing the Lord. But then at one point, it's very beautiful. They see, it's not like Nimai Pandit just dressed up as Rukmini, but he's become Rukmini. And so all the devotees are astonished. They see it appears Rukmini herself, she's lying on, and she's with her finger writing a letter inviting Krishna to kidnap her. Her tears pouring down her eyes are the ink. And she's writing. And as we say normally, the kidnappers send around some note. She is sending a note to be kidnapped. Very different. And she says, Shrutva gunan bhuvana sundara sunvatam te nirvisha karna vivarai haratonga tapam rupam dusham dushimatam akilarta labam tvaya chuta bishati chitram apatra pame chitram apatra pame. Saying that you, Sutva Gunan, hearing your qualities, I can understand you are Bhuvana Sundar, the most beautiful thing in the world, and beyond that. Sutva Gunan Bhuvana Sundara Srinvatam Te. And now I understand why there's such a thing as hearing. And why we have ear, the sense of hearing. We'll have some evolutionary biologist say, no, that's so that we could understand that a predator is coming and... It's pathetic. You say, no, I understand. The reason we have hearing, of course you can do that. You can live in the world of illusion and be aware that the predator is coming. Ahara nidraya baya maitunam ja. But she's saying, no, now that I've heard about you, I understand why there's hearing. It's for hearing about you. Hearing your name, the sound of the flute. This is what hearing is for. Shabda, Brahma. For allowing spiritual transaction. That's what it's for. It's hearing proper. And nama, rupa, guna, lila. Nam here means not only nam, but sound. And back to yadanucharita lila karna piyasha vipru, without uttering anything. When this sound, Krishna, through the medium of sound, touches your heart, then what happens from sound comes the rupa, means form. Rupa means form. Rupa also means beauty. The beautiful young Shama Sundaram Achintyagunas Rupam, the inconceivably beautiful form of Krishna, manifests from the sound of Krishna's name and the sounds describing Krishna. So we can say, in this pastime, that Rukmini had not yet met Krishna, but she already knows what he looks like by hearing about him. Just as actually everyone in connection with the Krishna consciousness movement is in the beginning stages of seeing Krishna. They've had like a glimpse of Krishna by the grace of the Guru Varga and the holy name of Krishna and all these things on some level. That's what it is. They've had a glimpse, Krishna conception. As Prabhupada said in his Vyas Puja offering one way, he said, although admittedly we've not perfectly conceived this, but we're convinced that this is that thing. That we know. We don't say that we've perfectly conceived it, but we are convinced that this is that thing that is worth all of our dedication, effort, devotion, pursuit. And she's saying, so by hearing about you and your qualities, like, you appear before me and I see how beautiful you are, and then I understand why we have eyes. What eyes are meant for? They're meant for seeing you. So this is revealing in terms of its intensity. Radharani herself, Sukadev saying that if your eyes don't behold the beautiful form of the Lord, they're no better than the eyes on a peacock plume, the peacock feather. And Radharani says a similar thing in Madhya Leela, chapter 2. Rukmini is saying it in this way. Now I understand what eyes are for. The inversion would be, and I, absent that, what are we seeing? While searching for ultimate beauty, sound beauty, sight beauty, form beauty, touch beauty, aromatic beauty, taste beauty. Krishna Satyam Shivam Sundaram Satchit Ananda Ananda Sundar Sundar Ananda Rupam Disham Dushimatam Akilartalabham. And now I feel I've got everything. Tayachuta Vishati Chitram Apatrapam Me. And now I'm shamelessly begging you to kidnap me. I'm surrounded by karmic circumstance. I'm inviting you, begging you to come and kidnap me. So that he's writing that. And that's one verse. There's around five or so in that pastime. And all the devotees are crying. They're all experiencing Krishna Prem. And it goes on. And at the end, the house, it's told for several days, maybe a couple of weeks, looked like it was full of Brahma Jyoti. Those whose faith was not so developed, the house seemed to be emitting some intense light. They couldn't see it. What took place there was so intense. It's like the spiritual radiance, the light afterwards was like spiritual radiation after, a nuclear or a conceptual nuclear event took place. But there, Narad Muni, as Srivas Thakur played Narad Muni. Hare Krishna. What is it? Shiva Sukha Narada Avu Brahma Dihum. Shiva Sukha Narad Preme Gadgada. Always Narada. Premaika Nishta Bhakta. Hare Krishna. Hari Harai Namo Krishna Yadavaya. Oh, where's the songbook? I'm going to sing. Thank you. We can sing the song of Lochan Das Thakur, Parama Karuna. 126. Parama Karuna Pahudvi Jana Nitai Gora Chandra. Parama Karuna Pahudvi Jana Nitai Gora Chandra. Savavatara Sarasiromani Kevala Ananda Kanda. Baja Baja Bai Chaitanya Nitai Sudridha Vishwasa Kori. Vishaya Chariya Sera Sema Jiya Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari. Deko re bai tribhuvane nai e mono doyalo data. Pashupaki jure pashana vidore sunijaro guna gata. Sangsare majiya mohili podiya se pade ni holo asa. Apana karama bunjaye samana koye lochana dasa. Parama Karuna Pahudvi Jana Nitai Gaura Chandra. Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra. Gadadhara Sri Pasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath. Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. Echai Gochai Kori Charana Bandhan. Jaha hoite vignanash avista puran. Echai goshai dharmui tarodas. Pansavada padarenu moda panchagras. Tandera charana sevi bhakta sanivas. Janome janome mor ehi avilas. Chai go chai jabe braje koilovas. Radha Krishna nitya lila korilo prakash. Anande bolo hari bhaja Vrindavan. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majayaman. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pad Padma Koriyas. Hari Nam Sankirtan Kohe Narottamadas. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Gaura Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Gaura Hari Bo. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parivrajaka Charja Satara Sata Sri Srimad Shri Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Shri Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhagavan Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Saparigar Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Ju Ki Jai. Shri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. Shri Rupa Nuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Harshavasari Gau Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Navadeep Dham Ki Jai. Shri Chaitanya Saraswatmat Ki Jai. Shri Gupta Govardhan Ki Jai. Ganga Devi Jamuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Om Vishnu Pad Vishva Varena Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswatmat Acharya Vrinda Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Bhimala Vidut Maharaj Ki Jai. Seva Vrinda Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Lochandas Thakur Avirba Mahamahotsava Titi Ki Jai. Paramakaruna Nitai Gaura Chandra Ki Jai. Go Premanande Nitai Go Premanande.